AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has been talking with European officials about the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The United States will join them in sanctioning President Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov and members of the Russian National Security Team.
Invading Russian troops are getting closer to Kyiv, an apparent encircling movement after a barrage of airstrikes. Hopes for a negotiated end to the conflict faded after a tentative deal to discuss the Ukrainian president's offer to designate Ukraine a non-aligned country that wouldn't join NATO appeared to break down. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths says they're worried about the people living in the attack areas.
We have not left. We are not leaving Ukraine. Obviously, our people there are bunkered down at the moment, but we're expanding our presence in Ukraine.
President Biden and NATO partners agreed to send troops to help protect allies along Europe's eastern edge. President Biden has chosen Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanjit Brown Jackson, who, if confirmed, would be the first black female justice on the Supreme Court.
For too long, our government, our courts, haven't looked like America. And I believe it's time that we have a court that reflects the full talents and greatness of our nation, with a nominee of extraordinary qualifications.
As far as qualifications, the president calls Jackson a consensus builder. She served as a law clerk for Justice Stephen Breyer, who is retiring.
Justice Breyer, the members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says most Americans live in places where healthy people can safely stop wearing masks.
The updated approach focuses on directing our prevention efforts towards protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
This is AP News. After 28 years in the Senate, Oklahoma's Jim Inhofe says he's stepping down.
Inhofe says he's absolutely at peace with his decision to resign before his six-year term is up. He tells the Oklahoman newspaper he plans to spend more time with his wife. Inhofe has held the seat since 1994 and was elected to a fifth Senate term in 2020. He plans to continue serving until the next Congress begins in January. Inhofe is the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee. His departure will trigger a special election later this year for his replacement. I'm Mike Hempen.
Monday is the deadline by Major League Baseball to end the player lockout or delay the start of the regular season. Talks continue today in Florida. There's been no sign of any significant progress. On the 86th day of baseball's ninth work stoppage, its first since 1995, the sides remain far apart on many key economic issues. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.